How y'all feel today? Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Shout out to Usher. Let's go.
It's not Usher. This is Usher. Oh, this is the Chris Brown record featuring Usher. But I'm like, I thought you was about to tell me Usher wasn't on the record, though. Like, that's crazy.
I'm like, why are you getting frisky in it?
But he was killing that joint, though, too.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are back in the studio once again. It is Wednesday. I don't normally record on Wednesdays, but we in here. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host. Yes, it is. Jazz, let's go. They also call me Heart for Success. Oh, yes, they do. Follow me on IG right now. HEART, the number 4. Success right now. Make sure y'all go do that, man. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Hey, Zay, I like to call Wednesdays Wise Wednesdays, so I hope that y'all are making some wise decisions. Say what? Yes, sir. I feel good. Real, real good. Real blessed by the best. Say what? Let's go. So we got JV in the house today. I don't know if JV going to talk today, but she can if she choose to. It's at her leisure. We got Mari. We got Zay. There go. What's up with y'all? How y'all feel? Let me know. What? Thank y'all for always tapping in with your girl. All
right. They got all right, me DJ Half, no, calm down.
You going to introduce yourself or what, man?
Yeah, my bad. It's your boy Zay, man.
Tight shit. It's your boy Mari. How y'all feeling? Is it me?
It might be you, Mari.
Hello.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
No, it's not.
All right, it's going to be a real smooth show today. And we actually kind of started on time, maybe like 2 minutes early. I'll give it. We started two minutes early today.
Yeah. I always say
5:15 though. I said 5:15 and I pressed the record button at 5:13. So technically that's 2 minutes.
It's 5:18, so we still late.
No, we not late.
You telling me that intro was like 6 minutes long?
I said 5.
That's what I'm saying.
I said 5:15 and I pressed the record button at 5:13.
The intro take up half the recording time.
Hey, listen, man. I gotta get the audience ready for what we about
you
to do.
6 minutes.
So today,
right.
The title is Everything Starts.
You need to get a raise rope
in your mind. I got Zay in here. I got Mari in here. I got JV in here.
You guys
and we gonna flow. Dave, you wanna say something or you?
Davey says she not doing this.
I'm about to say no cause. So I wanted to call the show this topic because in all actuality everything do starts in your mind. Everything starts with a thought, regardless if you do, you know, what you're thinking or not. It initially starts there. So whatever you choose to do on a day-to-day, you ain't just waking up and being like, I'm about to go out here and do something. You thought about it before you did it. Like, I don't even care how long you thought about it. The fact of the matter is, you had a thought. Period.
I don't know, bro, because some people got 2 brain cells and one of them is used to wake themselves up in the morning. So I'm like, I personally don't think some people be thinking before they saying stuff. But I mean,
so they be acting out of impulse. They don't think before they do something.
And that's a problem.
So you mean to tell me that when people make decisions to do things, it wasn't a thought first? They didn't have no kind of recollection in their mind as to what they was about to do. That's what y'all telling me.
It depends on who the person is. Like, you can have somebody.
Yeah, because some people think about the effects of their dumb decision and still decide to do the dumb decision anyway, which I personally don't feel like is a very good thing. But, you know, I be trying to help people nowadays, but they don't seem to want to listen to me.
I feel like I just call it straight, but that's okay.
Okay. So,
How often do we do things that our mind tell us versus what our heart tell us from a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm going
to
be honest with you.
I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Listen, welcome to the T Group Podcast Show. Let's go. The question is, how often do we do things that our mind tell us versus what our heart tell us? Like, are we really out here making decisions for real when it comes to, like, doing stuff where it's like, okay, my heart feel this, so I got to make this decision. Or my mind is saying this, so I got to make the decision. And here's the thing, Jay, right? How accurate is your heart answer versus your mind answer? Because we make a lot of decisions based off of how we're thinking on a day-to-day, because we got almost past 1,000 thoughts a day. Mm-hmm. We think about stuff on a daily. Mm-hmm. You know, even when you sleep and your body is resting, mm-hmm. when you have a dream, your mind is still going. Your mind is painting a picture of what your dream or whatever it is that you thought about that day. So from a scale of one to ten, Mari, how often do you do what your mind tell you versus what your heart tell you?
Personally, I say like a 7 out of 10.
7?
Yeah. It's something
only 7.
So 6 or 7. It's so still something number. So
6? 60, you went lower?
So 60%. 60% out of 100, right? You're telling me that whatever decision that you decide to make, you going with your mind first. Are you going with your mind first or are you going with your heart first?
No.
I'm going with my mind first.
60% says mind first. What you got, Zay? Because they about to have a whole story for this walk.
Yep.
First things first. I'm the realest.
Rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
I don't know, cause don't hurry me. This is genius in the making.
The audience
relax
is
yourself.
Waiting. Zay.
I'm saying relax. This you can't rush genius, cause I'm about to explain something to y'all.
All right, I'm listening.
Right, cause like most people be like, oh, did you think with your heart or your mind? Those two things are independent of each other. They rely on each other. So sometimes the way you think in your mind is influenced by your heart, but that don't mean that it wasn't a conscious decision or you didn't use your brain. It just meant okay. I put my feelings into this thought process so that, you know, I can then put that in action. So those two things aren't independent of each other. Like sometimes they do work alone in some decisions. Don't get me wrong, because some people work off how they feel.
You got one more time.
it's. In terms of me. I'm genuinely thinking of myself as like a logical person. So, oh really? I was gonna say, well, you don't want to do this with me, bro. Relax. I love you.
Love you too.
But I would say at least like 80% of the time I'm thinking like with my head.
So 80% of the time, that's 8 out of 10 from a scale of 1 to 10. You giving your mind an 8.
Yeah.
So there's no decision making that's happening that's really is like, well, is my heart really in this? Or I'm just doing
Think about it.
Am I doing something that really my heart is really saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I doing something that my head is really saying? Because most of the time when it's a heartfelt decision, it's coming from like your gut. It's coming from your spirit most of the time when it's like a heartfelt decision.
I'm going to be honest. I've been known to make some emotional decisions. But the reason I say 8 out of 10 is because sometimes, even though my heart may not be in a decision, I still do it. And even when my heart is in a decision, I may still choose not to do it. So it all depends on, like, what's the situation. It's situational. But I tend to think that I genuinely use my brain instead of my heart. So,
can you give the audience an example, please?
Which one?
So what you're saying, you make 8 out of 10. You're telling me that is the percentage of from a scale of 1 to 10. You're at an 8. So that really typically means 80% out of 100. So I would like for you to give the audience an example of, you know, what makes you come up with that ratio.
Okay, so.
Or what experience have you been in that allows you to come up with that?
Yeah, so. I like using this example, but I don't. Because when it comes to heart and mind, thing people always think of like relationships with other people and whatnot, no matter what kind of relationship it is. In relationships, I'm not going to lie, I've been known to make some emotional decisions. And then sometimes I think about it, and then I still, more often than not, be like, okay. Because I'm a patient person most of the time. We won't talk about it, bro. You got some hurt on your heart. But no, I consider myself a pretty patient person most of the time. So it's like, so even if someone does something, I'll give a person multiple chances. Like, I don't know. Like, that's not me being emotional. Be like, oh, I'm going to do this because I love them. Nah. Like, even though people may not see it like that, they be like, oh, you being emotional, you just doing that because you like her, yada, yada, or you da, da, da. I'm like, nah. Like, I think about the decision that I make. Now, granted, I haven't always been the best at that. I'm not going to lie. I used to be very driven by my emotions. But at one point, I had to look at myself and be like, you can't keep doing that. Because that got me into a lot of situations that I didn't really need to be in. So now I'm more of a patient person. I really sit back and look at something before I just jump into it. So,
Mari, what you got?
A lot to say. A lot to say. That's what you got.
I ain't gonna lie. With me, Zay knows a lot about me, or like things I've been through in my situation, so he can really understand what I'm saying. If there's one thing I definitely need to work on in life, is to stop getting emotional about little things or things that are not super serious. Now every day I'm learning, every day I'm doing better, every day I'm trying my hardest not to think first before I react about something and not just go with my inner feelings, because my inner feelings could get me in trouble and get me in situations that I don't want to be in, which it has a lot. So as the older I get, and the more I grow up and the more I mature and see things outside, it helps me to be able to think before reacting to certain things. Now, sometimes I need some guidance. That's why I got my brother Zay right here. He be helping me out.
Jackson, I'm not a patient person. I'm patient with you.
You patient with me because we family. So, you know what I mean? Always. I'm patient with you, too.
I ain't just patient with my blood family. You better stop.
Okay.
But, yeah.
For me, scale of 1 to 10, how often do I do or make decisions where it's more mind relative than heart relative. I'm gonna have to go with six, Mari. The reason why I say that is because like, if I don't feel it, I ain't with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to do what my heart is saying. Like, if I go to sleep and wake up and I'm still thinking about it, and it's like, you know, I'm taking care of other responsibilities, and then that same thought process is still coming up, or I may be having a conversation with someone, and that particular aspect of what I was thinking comes up, and you know how you talking to your friends, and they be like, you know what, I was thinking the same thing. So it's like, now I got,
they have no thought about,
but look,
what you was
but
talking
now
about.
But now when it's expressed right now, I have confirmation and validation that what I was thinking is right for that particular situation. So like, I have to put my heart into it. So basically for me, it's like a 50-50 thing. Like 50% is mind driven, 50% is heart driven. But most of the time, when I really sit down and think about it and execute on what I'm doing, 9 times out of 10, if you catch my name on it, it's going to be because I put my heart into it. JV, you got something?
Go ahead, pass that mic off.
I mean,
welcome to the show, JV.
What's up? But I don't really think I got too much to say. But I'm definitely 50-50 as well. But
50-50 too?
It always depends on the situation for me. Because y'all know me. Y'all know me. Like,
oh, Lord.
So.
What exactly do we know, Jamie?
Anyways, like I was saying. But I'm definitely a 50-50 person. Like, it depends on the situation for me. Like, some things, like, I think of the consequences. Kay. But, like, my heart be telling me to put my hands on somebody. Or, like, I'm saying the case. Like, in this situation, no.
Hold on. Listen.
In certain situations, and I'm going to say this situation. If I'm in a, like, so I get into it with somebody, my heart be telling me, like, okay, I want to go off. But mine be telling me not to go off. Because I know.
So yours is kind of backwards. Like, yours is, like, your heart first, then your mind, instead of your mind, then your heart. Is that all the time, or that's
just situational?
It's situational, so it happened like simultaneously. Sometimes you might, you know, sometimes you might do it, sometimes you might not do it.
Yeah,
that's good though. That's good. That's different though too.
But it teaches me experiences too. That's why
that's different, because not a lot of people think with their heart first. And then it be their mind second.
Javy need to stop lying to these people.
Oh, my soul.
So look, so
I know y'all heard me saying
so she just like beating people up.
Wait a minute.
thoughts turn into action. So it's like for every action, there's a reaction. And so, you know, a lot of the things that we think about on a day to day, it transform from our heads to like us doing it physically. Right, so like, you know, it could be something good, it could be something bad. Like we not going to talk like everything be all good all the time. We gonna keep it transparent. We gonna keep it real. We gonna keep it, you know, authentic and relatable to the audience. So everybody in here experience different things. So for the people that's gonna be listening to the show, let me just tell y'all right now. We not making it seem like we all perfect and everything. We just want to give y'all our experiences and how we think about stuff, because the only perfect person is God at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And every chance we get, every opportunity we get, we just strive to be more and more like Him. So I don't want nobody to think that we be sugarcoating nothing. It's nothing off the table on the Teen Crew Podcast show. So that's what we talking about, man. Everything starts in your mind, right?
Right.
And Zay, I'm gonna throw this out there to the audience, Zay, and I'm gonna go to you, cause Zay, he like to put out little quotes and stuff on the show. So I'm gonna say this though, Zay, because I learned this. I learned this from my pastor, right? So, but this is so applicable to what we talking about. So he often tells us, you can never go. Your feet can never go where your mind hasn't gone first.
Mm-hmm.
So you can never travel somewhere, or you can never walk these streets for real, mm-hmm. if you haven't had a thought about doing it in the first place.
But most people won't go there unless they hop in there too.
That's true. But that's if you're thinking with your heart initially, mm-hmm. though. You know what I'm saying? Like let's keep it real, crew. Like, how often do we really be thinking with our heart for real though? For real. Let's exclude the mind for a second.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, right? Because you say, how often do we think with our heart rather than our mind? How fast do you think a feeling comes rather than a thought? How fast do you process your feelings rather than processing your thoughts?
What am I basing that on, though?
Okay, let's say a situation goes down, right? And somebody say something you don't like. Are you going to feel a certain type of way first, or are you going to think about it and be like, it's not that deep?
It depends on who the person is. Like, if it's...
Say it was a coworker.
If it's a coworker...
See that look on her face,
be,
like...
It's,
mm.
it's going to be... It's probably
right,
gonna
she
be.
Thought
it's not
immediately.
That, it's probably gonna be. It's not that deep. That's why you see. This why you gotta come and sit down
see,
with us.
These one
studio.
Of the
for
things.
The listening. Y'all gotta tap in with your girl and come sit in the studio with us, because it be all types of background conversations, all type of people knocking on the doors, people wanting to get in, people trying to see what we doing, people just trying to catch the vibe, man, because we set vibes over here. But yeah. I like what we doing so far on the show. It's a real mellow show today. Once again, everything starts in your mind. I do believe that because thoughts turns into actions, man. A lot of the times what we think about, we go out here and do what we think about. Now, if anybody wants to challenge me on that, you know what I'm saying, you can hit me in my DM on IG. If y'all need it, I give it to y'all again. But we going to slide to the next topic before I take this commercial break, though.
H-E-A-R-T.
Or unless JB got something. You got something else, baby? Oh, y'all, since y'all won't play games,
we're
going to go.
It's right the H-E-A-R-T for success. Hey.
That is what they call me. Let's go.
For success. Hey.
So, look, right?
Don't ever play that in my ear again. Oh. Ever.
All right, DJ Two Tone Energy.
How do you develop a sense of mental toughness? I don't even think I'm
Mari, don't even put the mic next to your mouth. Don't even fix your lips to answer this question.
Listen. I don't even think I'm about to answer this question.
I don't like you.
Because I want to hear what the crew got going on, right?
Mari don't need to answer this question.
So I'm going to say it again, right? How do you develop a sense of mental toughness?
Don't worry, Mari. I'll wait. You answer.
To remain mentally focused.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, you just digging his grave.
To remain mentally focused, how do you overcome challenges in your life? Who we going with? Who we want to start with?
Mari.
I'll start.
Answer the question, Mari. Don't be sugarcoating, Mari.
No, I'm going to answer the question.
Sensei, and I'm going to tell him if you lie.
Sensei, want to say something. As a person who has been through, I'm going to say this, hell and back, respectfully, there's been different ways I've coped with getting over situations.
She said mental toughness, something you don't got.
Yeah, listen.
How do you develop? Let's start with the question, though. How do you
Break
develop mental toughness?
You don't know.
I feel like it's just all about your thought process first. Depends on, like, how your thought process is. Like, if you're a person who can handle situations like in the good way, or like even think about it first before reacting, your mind starts to, you know, get familiar with that mentality. And so when situations happen, it doesn't really like affect you as much. So your mind develops a sense of toughness. So, you know, it just helps you react to certain things in a good way that's not going to affect you down the road. You know what I'm saying?
That's an accurate answer. So, okay. So what are some things that you've done to develop a sense of, like, mental toughness? How are you, pretty much, like, you know, tackling this everyday battle with your thoughts? Like, what do you know, that you gotta have some form of mental toughness, though, because if you don't, that means, like, everything that happened around you, no matter what it is, big or small, you gonna have a reaction.
Sound about Mark. Sound like Mark.
You gonna have a response or some type of reaction to everything that's transpiring around you because your thoughts are going so fast. So you can't just pick one particular thought and say, hey, I'm gonna do this. So it's like, to be really, really, like, mental tough, you gotta know, you gotta be in a space where it's like, all right, I'm making this decision and I'm sticking to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just denying all my flesh capabilities at this point because this is my flesh is telling me to do one thing, you know, spirit is telling me to do another, and it's like sometimes both of those gonna fight each other. Right. So you gotta know how to have some level of, like, I said no, I said I ain't doing it, and that's that. How do you deal with that? And then we're gonna go to Zay.
In all honesty, I'm still working on.
Okay. No, I thought I was tripping for a second.
Hear me out. I'm still working on a better way to do it because certain ways that I do it doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily the best way. Mm-hmm. Like either I will drown it out by, you know, distracting my mind on something else to not react to situations, or I'll just like not talk about it.
No. Don't put it like that because you make it seem like it's a constructive thing. No. Mark. And I say this because I love you. I don't mean to be, but it's a difference between distracting your mind and shutting down.
I just said that.
Nah, you was like, I use other things to distract my mind, so I don't think about it. That's not what you do.
But the second thing I said was, or I just don't talk about it and shut down. You didn't let me get to that point.
Oh, my bad. Because I'm just saying. Like I was saying. But no, but it's not. I'm just saying, it's not always a bad thing, but you do it, like, religiously.
I know. That's why I said that there's something I still need to work on. I'm working on it.
I struggle with it sometimes, too. I ain't going
on. But with me personally, though, honestly, as, like, as who I am as a man, like me helping people and helping other people with their problems or getting them through things helps me feel better. So I really don't need to talk about or worry about my problems for real. So I always try to make it a goal to like make somebody smile, laugh and stuff like that. So I don't have to worry about stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's just how it is. Like, I know that's not the best way to do it sometimes, but for right now, that's what's helping me and it's what's working. So. You know, if Zay wants to put an input on, all right,
come on, Zay, what
help,
you got? We're gonna see what JV got going on over there too, in the cut.
Now you need help too.
Come on, Zay.
Now when it comes to this, I can with confidence say that I am the best out of
to remain
Cap.
Mentally
Cap.
Focused.
How?
Zay,
Cap. First of all, out of Mari, don't do that to yourself. Don't play that game with me.
I'm not playing the game.
I'm just saying.
I ain't got no controller. I'm saying Cap.
How?
It's bull.
How?
Because you're not, out of all of us?
Out of me.
Out of us or Jazz included?
Nah, Jazz don't count. Because okay. Jazz, yeah. She's seen more life than I have. So
okay.
I can't compare that to.
You're right. Go ahead.
But between, especially me and you, relax.
That's not necessarily true all the time. There have been some times.
The audience awaits, Zay.
My bad, but
answer that question.
Ooh. I don't want you to edit this part out either, Josh. I ain't
developing mental toughness, remaining mentally focused. Zay, what you got?
Zay will take mentally tough for 400, please.
Yeah, but no. Honestly, only way I really see you gaining mental toughness is if you go through things. Like, thanks. Mental toughness is built off experience. Experience is when you constantly, is built off of when you constantly test it.
Thanks.
So, do you have a sense of mental toughness, though? Like,
I have a bigger sense of mental toughness than I used to.
Okay, explain that. Example, please.
Because I'm going to be honest, I used to be like Mari, emotional.
So, what we not going to do?
But no, I'll be honest. I used to be real emotion driven instead of like, because I would know, you know, something wasn't right to do. But if my heart was in it, then I was still going to do it. Like, I'm going to be honest with
you. I can agree to that.
Right. Like, I'm not perfect, right? I wasn't always who I am now.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is your mental toughness like now though? Like, is it?
I don't really let many things like, it has to be a constant build up. Cause I'm be honest, okay. The last couple months, but I still am going through it and growing through it.
Love it. Don't even say no more after that. Don't even say no more after that. Go, JV. What you got, JV? What do you do, Jamie?
Listen. You can't just skip me.
Nope, not at all. You're a part of the crew. Not going to skip you. You thought because you came in late that we wasn't going
to
include you?
That's
what you thought?
I ain't have to walk in today.
Oh, but you did, though.
I did because I want to see Biggie. I don't care about him.
I mean,
I want to see you.
Okay. I'll just
take it back.
I love you too.
I take it back.
I love you too.
I took it back. But
100%. Let's go.
I have a sense of it. I don't have
What is that like? What is that like for you though? What is the sense of mental toughness like? And how do you remain? How do you remain mentally focused? Or do your focus drift from time to time?
It definitely drifts time.
What you telling our listeners today, Jamie?
It definitely. I just caught what you said. It definitely drifts from time to time, though. Because sometimes I can stay focused on certain things because I done been through, even though I'm young still, I done been through a lot that I shouldn't have been through.
Okay.
Mentally. So me being able to experience that at such a very, very, very young age to where I am now, it's like some situations like that don't even affect me. Like, I can just move past it, keep pushing, I don't care. But, you know, I'm still grown, I'm still, like, around stuff. So new things to come around, be like, how do you get around this? How do you fix this? How do you, you know, prepare yourself for that? But you have to experience something for you to mentally prepare yourself. Because that's for me. Like I said, time ago, it's touch and go for me. Mm. But it definitely depends on what you've been experienced, who have been around, for you to be mentally tough to certain things.
Okay, so you think you sort of got like a grip on it, like you got like a handle on it. Like I'm not saying like all the time. I'm just saying, you know when to be mentally tough, mm-hmm. and mentally focused, and you know how much of it you need to show, mm-hmm. and what you need to kind of pull back from. You know what I'm saying? Because the mind get tricky, man. We think about a lot of stuff on a day-to-day, like business, you know, work, your personal life, your goals, your money, whatever is satisfying you in that particular moment. You know what I'm saying? The mind can play tricks on you, man. So you gotta have some type of like strength to say, all right. This is what we doing, so this is what we doing. This ain't what we doing, so this ain't what we doing. Sometimes you gotta shut your thoughts down, though. Sometimes you gotta be like, yeah, I'ma slide this thought in my back pocket real quick, cause we ain't even about to go there.
Just leave it in.
You know what I'm saying? Leave it in. So there. This been real cool, but we have come to the period of the show where we gotta go to a commercial break. Take the audience to commercial.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you for tuning in to the Teen Cool Podcast. But this comes to the time of the show where we got to go to commercial break. You know, we got to keep these lights on, pay these bills. So we'll see y'all back here in a second.
That's what I'm saying.
I got something for the people. Hold up.
All day long.
True.
Say what? What? I don't even got an Usher instrumental in an instrumental queued up right now. I'm about to go to J. Cole.
As long as it's not that song. I'm like, bro, no.
Say what? Hey, what you do? I heard that. Break it down like what? With the background vocals, say what? Are we really on commercial break right now? I guess we are. What? I shouldn't even go to J. Cole right now. I should just let it stay right here. It's okay. Well, I guess we can stay in the Usher zone.
Always.
In the Usher zone. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all really want to stay like that, next one we can do Chris Brown and Usher, Blue Flame.
I just did that in the beginning of the show.
But you didn't have the lyrics on. So.
Shoulda cherished me. What?
Or you could do the instrumental for Party.
What? The Chris Breezy drink? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say what? You should have told me you wanted to do that, because I would have played it. But since you playing it. Yeah. And welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. Let's go. What you say?
It's okay, girl.
What you going to do?
I'm going to be alright tonight. You don't have to call.
Gotta call.
It's okay.
Say what?
I'ma be alright tonight.
You gotta let me know when you about to fade it so I can come back into the show. He didn't faded it. That they took my whole commercial break into a whole another place. I wasn't gonna do that.
And it was lit though.
But since we on the Usher zone.
Nah, that's crazy.
Oh, I already know what I'm about to since say for the takeaways.
Welcome back to the T Crew Podcast Show. This is your favorite host. What they call me.
You spell out your name again.
H-E-A-R-T.
It is the H-E-A-R-T Foot Success. Hey, that is what they call your girl. Yes, indeed. Shout out to JV in the building today. She's having a good time.
Okay,
she's existing.
Nah,
something like that.
I actually added JB to the credentials for New York Fashion Week. I definitely appreciate her for helping me with the edits and whatnot. Yeah, we got a lot of New York Fashion Week content that we putting out. So I want to say thank you to Runway 7 Fashion that called on Heart for Success Photos to come do our thing out there a couple weeks ago. Man, JB, you did an excellent job. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying she got an eye for these photos. I might have to pull on her, y'all. Y'all know what we do. We just be having fun in the studio. But welcome back to the show. Everything starts in your mind. I truly, truly believe that. And matter of fact, I got you. I'm going to cue you up, Zay, since you said you wanted to go there.
What?
For the next round, the party record.
Yeah.
Well, we having fun, man. We having fun in here today.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. How you feel, Jamie? What it do, baby?
I'm good.
You good? You sure you good? You cool because you straight because you cool, Jamie? What's up?
Because
I love messing with Jamie, y'all. Right? If y'all go back to listen to any
the
of
first
previous,
show I was on. Literally, the second show I was on, that's when you started all the BS. That's when you really started.
It's entertaining.
Why are you lying to the listeners?
Lagging. Because I'll pull up a show right there. Lagging.
Yeah.
Woo. Hey, man. We just be having fun in here. Oh, I got an announcement for y'all. I picked somebody. Somebody's going to come and hang out in the studio with us. In one of our shows in
good
March.
Luck.
You gonna be here. You know, good luck. We in here. What show are we doing for the improv show? Y'all said y'all wanted to do an improv
one?
Show, and I wasn't invited. With the
disrespect. Oh, the one no, we they were talking the about me right. Is they gonna do an improv that's show. I said me, you, Mari, and Isaiah gonna do an improv show, and Jazz not here.
Included?
And Jazz is not here.
That well, I'm gonna be here,
but she's not gonna be talking.
But she don't want me to engineer. So who's gonna engineer?
Please let me do it. Please let me do the intros. Let me do it. I get the quote.
I didn't say intros, Mari. I said who's gonna engineer the show. Steph. You gotta pay attention to all this right here.
But you set up the mic stuff.
All right, I do that.
I'm about to say, because let me get the crowd hype. I promise you, man, this whole podcast cranking.
So we at the last question, y'all.
My playlist on shuffle.
How has your mental health journey influenced your professional goals and your personal goals?
Look
what you got, JV. We starting off with JV, man. Come on, JV. The listeners love you, JV.
They don't love me.
They do,
not
man.
For
they
me,
don't
bro.
Love
it
me.
It is, bro. Mentalness, the mental. You gotta keep that mind sharp, bro. You gotta have a sharp mind out here. What Dr. King say?
I had a dream.
That wasn't where I was going with that. Dr. King said, your mind is a terrible thing to waste. Your mind is a terrible thing. Don't be out here wasting your mind, bro. Cause there's people out here that probably wish they had sharp minds. And they don't really got it, man. You know, we got to make sure we making real solid and concrete and valid decisions on a day-to-day. JV, what you got? You want me to read the question again?
Yeah.
My thoughts maybe ain't that concrete. Maybe like wet wood, maybe.
Maybe like wet wood?
Wet wood. You step on it the wrong way, it's
going to
snap.
Not that wood?
That yes, wood. Man. Yeah, same thing.
Huh?
My bad. I was flowing with Mari for a second.
I'm sorry.
Come on, Davey.
Like Play-Doh.
Come on, Davey.
If you don't speak,
How has your mental health journey influenced your professional goals and your personal goals?
My professional goals? Well, me coming here every single day dealing with y'all, that's one thing. I had to mentally prepare myself.
That means what exactly?
Mentally prepare myself to deal with all y'all shenanigans.
What does that mean exactly, James?
I didn't even do nothing.
To deal with y'all shenanigans.
Your mental health journey, man. What has it been like when you guys come in here and deal with us?
You said what?
What has it been like when you guys come in here and deal with us?
Some days it's
you
shenanigans.
So disrespectful. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just playing.
You know what? I'm sick of both of y'all.
I'm just playing. Go ahead.
But
your professional goals and your personal goals. How has your
my professional goals? Like I feel as when I come to work, so I have my days. Y'all know I have my days where I'm okay. I'm cool one day. One day I'm hungry. One day I'm tired. You know, one day I'm good. One day it's just not my day. So I have to really mentally prepare myself, knowing I feel this way, and go here still not know. Treat y'all a certain way just because I feel a certain way.
I feel that.
I'm training my mind. Like, I'm
so you be jumping rope with your feelings. Yeah. You be jumping rope with your thoughts. That's what it sounds like. You be in and out. You be in and out.
I'm not doing this show. It's all over the place.
Hey, man, I love it, man, because it ain't. It's real. People really be, like, people that go to therapy, JV, for how they think, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a real thing. Like, when you, one day you feel this way, the next day you feel this way. Some people call that moody, though. But some people say, like, women be moody,
But I feel like
our attitude.
Opinion, and I don't really care how y'all feel. Males are more emotional than females, and I stand by that.
Both.
I stand by that. No, both. I stand by that. Y'all take stuff. No, y'all
hold up,
no.
hold up. Let her explain this.
I stand by that because females, 9 times out of 10, like not like mentally, like we're gonna want to talk about it, but we're gonna feel a certain way at the same time. We're gonna want to like act a certain way, be a nice friend. Okay, cool. We understand that. But we most likely to talk about it than boys are. They're going to hold it against you and keep it to themselves.
Okay.
And I want y'all to, y'all going to sit here and lie and say it's not true, but that is literally the truth. Y'all will keep stuff built up and won't say nothing about nothing until y'all put a certain way until it happens again. Oh, this is the thing. Y'all should say it the first time so it won't happen again. First of all.
I can read, though. I don't disagree, though. I didn't say
y'all are sitting males. Let's put it like
that. I don't
necessarily disagree with her, but
I'm just saying how I feel about them. I feel about it because I feel like with males are more emotional than females. Because we're more likely to talk about it. They're more likely to keep it built up. But, you know, that's off topic anyway. So, you know.
We get it, man.
That's off topic anyway.
Zay, what you got?
You know.
watch how you do that next time, cause I can.
Nah, it's more like when people be, you know, spin that BS like JV. I learned to, you know, maneuver through the manure, as I like to call it, you know, Emmy. So
would you like for me to read the question again?
Maneuver through the manure.
Would you like for me to read the question again? The question is. Hey, go ahead. Has your mental health journey influenced your professional and personal goals?
I know I'm being real professional, even though JV just was doing what she was doing. But, it's not that. You know, first of all, stop putting your hands on me, lady, if I beat you up.
Welcome to the Tanku Podcast Show.
My bad.
Come on, Zay. I don't got all day today, man.
Yeah.
Nah, she got to 7. So. I always like to differentiate my feelings. I like to keep it outside of my workplace.
Okay.
Even at the time where like I was more of an emotional person than I was now, I never really tried to bring like outside stuff into my workplace. And even then, if something did happen at work, I wouldn't like blow up at people or none of that. Like, I would just, you know, focus on my task, because I'm gonna be honest, I was working at this was a little while back, but when I was working at a McDonald's, and stuff always happened there, from the employees to the customers. First of all, McDonald's got some of the most disrespectful customers, and then they got the nerve to talk about McDonald's customer service. Listen to me. They had me up front because they said I had one of the best customer service. Because I'm not really a person that, like, you yelling me, okay, how can I help you resolve your issue? I don't got the issue. You got the issue. So how can I help you resolve your issue? Holding your feelings back in those situations really puts the test to your character sometimes. Like, that puts your mental fortitude to test.
Okay. So what has your journey been like? What has your mental journey been like? I know you say from a professional standpoint, we're mm-hmm. working at McDonald's. You know, sometimes you really got to develop that, you know, if you yell at me, cool, whatever, but, and I'm still going to provide.
Got to help you, right.
Try to help you provide good customer service.
Because I'm going to be honest.
To you, but that, again, that takes a level of understanding who you are as a person and understanding where you are mentally to respond to that lady. Because it could have been somebody in that drive-thru, like, who she think about to get her some more food? Like,
I don't want you to argue with her. I don't want you to scream at her. Because at the end of the day, we're not here for them to like us. We're here to do a job and get out of there. Now, I feel like people don't understand that about customer service workers.
For the people in the back.
Right, like the customer service workers aren't there for you to like them. Like, it's what part... Customer service is going to be customer service, whether it's good or bad. Always been one to have, like, when I show up to work, I show up to do my job, but I'm not one of the ones that's going to just do it halfway. Like, if I come here and you paying me to be here and to do this and do that, I'm going to do it. Right. Like, now granted, I'm not going, unless you paying me more money, I'm not going to do more, but when I show up there, or at least when I was working at McDonald's, I did the job of like 3 different people. I would run for front corner, do register, and I would do like assembly and everything else. So I'm like, I show up and do my job how it's supposed to be, but that don't mean I'm obligated to do that just because y'all pay me. Like, I'm on y'all roster. That's cool. That's cute. And you pay me to do this. And this, I don't got to do that over there, everything at the back. Nah.
Right. You got to stick to the script.
Yeah.
Mari, what you got, Mari?
He lost.
Do you mind repeating it again so I can answer the question?
It says, how has your mental health journey influenced your growth professionally and personally? What kind of journey have you been on mentally where it has an effect, on a good or bad, on your professional goals and your personal goals? You could just get one of each for the sake of time because we still got to go to commercial and we got to come back.
All right, so for professional, it's kind of a tough question. I genuinely, honestly don't really know how to answer it for, like, it's a hard question because it's like, I don't know. I try to keep all my personal life stuff or things that I go through or might deal with or even hear about outside of the professional workplace.
Right.
Like, yeah, I keep it separate because when I'm at a job, I'm there for a reason. I'm there to get paid. I'm there to do what I need to do. I'm there to do what I need to do so I get no complaints and then get out of there. Now, outside of that, in my personal life, I can do better with not letting certain things affect most of it, but it's still something that I internally have to work on. But I always make sure I keep it separate. So if I'm working, that's what I'm focused on. If it's outside, then I can deal with it at that point.
Yeah, I think that goes to the point of just saying that, you know, there's a time and place for everything, and sometimes certain reactions and certain responses are for, you know, professional environments, and other times it's for personal environments. But when people know you personally in a professional setting, they already know, or they have an idea of how you're coming anyway.
Right.
But it's like, you know, as long as the situation gets handled, then that's pretty much all that matters. But you still got to be mindful of the mental space that you're in to handle the situation. Because sometimes we want to take care of stuff and it'd be like, I'm not even there mentally though. Let me retract and let's revisit this situation at a later time because I don't have the mental capacity to deal with this at this moment. Even though I know what I want to do, but let me just take a step back to process how I'm thinking about it first. I think this has been a real like a cool, calm and collected, laid back kind of show. A lot of laughs in the room, a lot of, going back and forth, This what we do on the 10 Group Podcast Show, man. We just try to keep it, set the vibe, keep it, no judgment zone, keep it authentic, keep it free. That's what we want to do, man. It is your favorite host. Jazz in the building once again. So I'm going to play this Chris Breezy, you understand? Chris Breezy record, then we're going to come back and give y'all these beautiful takeaways. We're going to see y'all in a minute. All right, peace. I got a good Lord. What?
With a K.
What? Tell you. Jumping out the party. We coming back after this. Go. Oh, that we do. Oh, yes, we do. We ready. We ready, man. Hey, the Teen Crew Podcast Show, we partying in this thing.
He would have.
To the team. Crew Podcast. Shizzo, listen.
Oh, absolutely.
We having a lot of fun in the stew today. You know what I'm saying? But we got to give the beautiful audience some takeaways so I can end the show, man. Yeah. And we going to see y'all on Friday. Zay, what you got for my listeners? Let them know.
I got JV back over there. That's what I got.
Yeah, because she clearly was just like...
She was clearly not part of the show for like 30 seconds.
Nah, for real.
But,
Siéntate.
Okay, it's...
I love you, David.
These aren't my words, but it's something that I've learned to live by. It's from... I heard this, at least, from one of my favorite poets, Mr. Obie West. He was like, hold on. Listen to it first. Listen to it first.
I got you.
I was about to say, he's like, it's going to be a lot of bull, right? But you got to learn to maneuver through the manure, right? And hop on to tomorrow like you never even knew. You gotta treat everything you go through like fertilizer. You got to go through it and grow through it. You do got to treat every experience like fertilizer because you don't want to regress. You don't want to go back. You want to grow through everything you go through.
Right.
So
that's good advice, though. That's good advice. Boo-boo. For me, I think what I would like to leave the beautiful listeners with is to just make sure that you are making decisions where you pray on it, you stay prayed up, and you react on what your heart tell you first, you know what I'm saying? Because the heart is the most accurate feeling. Because most of the time, when people do stuff with their heart, it's spirit driven. So long as you got that spirit in you, man, and you know, keep that mind sharp, man. You gonna make some good decisions along the way. So, all right, what you got?
Hey, wait a minute.
What I'm going to leave y'all with, coming from Uncle Mari, you know.
Uncle Mari is crazy.
Because I'm an old guy and I got wisdom. It's just, it don't show sometimes, but I got the wisdom, you know what I mean? I'm going to just say this. Make sure to learn from your actions every single day. Don't let tomorrow be the same as today. Always do something new. Always grow. Always do better. And learn how to voice when you need help.
I like that. JV, what you got?
My takeaway. I can't see her focus. Anyways. Okay. Anyways, my takeaway.
You had to take a breath.
No, for real. Cause like it's a lot going on today.
It's always a lot going on here. Go
but today, listen. Can I take my takeaway first? Okay. I feel as my takeaway is the way you come into work and the way you express your personal life. There should be two different responses.
Ooh,
when
I like that.
When you're professionally in the space. Don't bring whatever energy you got going on into your professional space on everybody else.
You mean you don't bring it into your professional space or your personal space?
Don't bring any of your personal space into your professional space and then try to, you know, attack everybody else or what is going on in your life.
That's good, but that's a challenge for some people, though.
It definitely is. It was a challenge for me at first, but I'm going to turn. I know I'm learning.
Yeah, right.
Everything
right.
can't. Everything you can't bring everything personally into your professional life, cause that's gonna mess you up later on. Right. Cause the next day you could be here in a good mood, fine now. Everybody holding against you now cause of the way you was acting the day before.
Nah, facts, man. Hey, look, this been a real kind of calm, cool, and collected show. It's a lot going on in here, man. But you know, all in all we want to do is give our thoughts, give our perspectives, give our viewpoints. Give our experience to the listeners, and you know, hopefully we helping people who tune into the show, man, because that mind is a sharp tool, man. We gotta make sure we keep sharpening it every day, regardless of the good or the bad, because we always gonna do what our mind tell us, man. Like I was saying in the beginning of the show, I'm 50-50 with it. 50% on the mind, 50% on the heart, man. So we wanna make sure that we just keep those kind of intertwined with each other, okay? So we gonna see y'all next week, man. No, actually, I take that back. I'm sorry. We gonna see y'all Friday. We in this thing Friday. We recording again Friday, man.
I'm gonna try.
A whole nother show. I think we will not have a script. We gonna improv that show.
Yes.
Much love to the Pisces. Much love to the Pisces. It's Pisces season right now. Let's go. Thank y'all for tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite host, Jazz. And the show is brought to you by the Youth Development Team. But y'all know how we get down over here. We keep it a no judgment zone kind of vibe, a real authentic vibe.